I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hey, bussies.
Hey, bussy boys and girls.
Hey, bussy girlies and gays and theys. And
everyone can have a bussy.
Yeah.
Bussy is...
I saw on Twitter last night
gender
someone
fluid.
Asked, can a girl have a bussy?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
The answer is absolutely.
We were just talking about all the different kind of ussies.
Mm-hmm.
Armpit pussy.
Neck pussy.
Neck pussy. Nose
back
pussy.
Back of the knee pussy.
Nose.
No, eye socket pussy.
IOC. Ayahuasca.
We mouth have a, pussy.
We just recorded our bonus. We had a fun Coachella deep dive. So everyone who wants... our Coachella look rundown.
Yeah.
Head on over to the
get
Patreon.
A bonus going.
Become a patron if you're not.
Yeah, because the bonus will drop this Wednesday and you won't want to miss it. I was just about to say.
Are you talking about Ms. Bacon?
We were talking about Ms.
Amanda Chantal Bacon,
creator, owner of Moon Juice.
The Queen of Venice.
The Queen of Venice. She posted something on her Instagram, some machine that like, I was like, I need this machine yesterday.
What is it?
Okay, it's like you lay on the floor and you just put your legs in the machine and it holds kind of like your calf area and then it just shakes your legs back and forth. It just goes zoo, 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 ooh, zoo. And it looks like it really just like jiggles you and like it's like a jiggler. It just is like a floor jiggle. And I was like, what is this? I got to have it.
I want to be joggled.
I know. I think I'm going to get one.
Yeah, do it.
It's not
probably
a lot of money.
It probably stretches your...
yeah, I think it decompresses the spine and it just like jiggles you in a great way. And I need to be jiggled by a machine.
I still think about her food diary.
It's like iconic.
It should be like in the Smithsonian.
It should be. They should have a Met Gala just based on her food diary. They should say the theme of this year's Met Gala is Amanda Chantal Bacon's food diary for Elle.
Which somehow she paid thousands of dollars a day to eat nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Powders.
And get sushi for her
and, like,
4-year-old.
Mushrooms.
Her 4-year-old loves sushi.
He loves Johan.
Is that his name?
I think so, yeah.
Who's she married to?
Okay, these are... she's married to some other guy.
Some rich guy?
I don't know.
She
I just
rich?
Love her life. I think she is now. If she wasn't, she definitely is now.
Thank you, Goop.
It's a cheese swing. So it like...
oh, I want that.
I'm telling you. I'll get it and it'll be a business expense now that we've spoken of it on the pod.
Speaking of Goop, I need to recommend We Crashed on Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
Which Apple TV, as we know, has made some clunkers.
Some stinkers, but... and I won't be watching Ted Lasso. You cannot make me.
No. Severance, though, which still trying.
Is it slapping?
Well, everyone loves it. I'm just like, sometimes I watch a show that everyone's telling me to watch and it just takes me so long to get through it. And I know I'm going to like eventually like it. And it's fine. It's just really depressing. But I just have to like at some point just bare my teeth down and watch it.
Or you can just say like, I'm not going to do this. Like that's what I did with Game of Thrones. I just said like, I'm not going to do it.
I did watch the last season of Game of Thrones without having seen any of it. And I had so liked
it. You succumbed.
Yeah, it was
fun. The group hysteria.
But We Crashed is actually really good. Anne Hathaway is fucking incredible in it. Jared Leto's pretty good in it.
Yeah. Old Morbius.
Old Morbius.
Old Morbius flop, himself.
Mr. Flop himself. But Anne Hathaway is so good. And the voice she does, again, another scammer with a low voice, mm-hmm. like putting on this very like, and her, just this person, Rebecca Newman, Rebecca Paltrow Newman's, lifelong battle with Gwyneth's fame is just really compelling. They talk like
talk about Gwyneth.
Oh, yeah. She's like an unseen. She never makes an appearance, but she's always sort of.
She's an unseen force lurking over WeWork.
Like at their wedding, people were coming up to her being like, is Gwyneth coming? Like that kind of shit. Wow. Like she wanted to be an actress at one point.
Okay. So Gwyneth is definitely haunting her.
But she's a true. Like her last name is Paltrow. I didn't realize she was that.
She's in it.
And. They were just insane together.
Wow.
But it's really good. America Ferrera's in it.
Okay.
She's really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's really good.
I'll watch it.
Gwenny haunts.
She tends to do that.
But WeWork was insane. They were fucking crazy.
Because it was just office space.
It was just literally.
It was offices. But they rebranded the idea of an office and then repackaged office leasing and then sold it.
They were landlords.
Like a really like groundbreaking concept.
And people kept being like, what is WeWork? And they would just always be like,
it's a revolution.
It's a revolution.
And it'd be like, you rent an office space from us, the owners of this office. Did they buy the, or were they leasing?
They bought.
Okay.
But they...
So they were like a real estate company.
Yeah. I mean, Gwenny's uncle paid for $1 million of it in the beginning. He put $1 million into it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Paltrows helped. And she got Gwyneth to do an interview once that I think Goop has had scrubbed from the internet completely.
Wow, yeah.
Where they talked about WeGrow, which was her fledgling... school that they started for
I remember like, that kind
community
of
community hippie school.
Yeah.
And Gwyneth interviewed her and I think Gwyneth was like, fine, I'll do this. And now it's like gone.
Interesting.
But yeah, it's a really good show. I love seeing Anne on TV.
I like her back in our lives. I'm ready for an Annaissance.
She's having one, I think.
Yeah. I think it's coming.
She's so beautiful and
she
like
is.
Just the Anne hate train, I'm glad it's pulled
it was
away.
Necessary, but it had to turn. And I think that she will come back into our lives in such a way that will make us go hop back on the hate train and then she'll retreat and it will just be the endless cycle. But I'm here for it.
I will say she played it well. She went away for a while.
That's what you got to do. It's the only answer.
J-Law did it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But J-Law, she cut her hair, unfortunately, before...
I finished The Dropout, too.
Yeah, so good.
Like, is she, like, the greatest actress of our time? She might be.
Seyfried? She's really good.
She's fucking great.
When she does that weird dance to How to Love.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to,
that's
like,
when I was like, she is ascending.
Just that last moment when the lawyer is like, why did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just...
Oh my God. I meant to send you this photo, but a friend of a friend just sent, like, I'm in a text chain with a couple people and they sent a picture.
Wow.
Ever heard of it? It's a very elite text chain with me and two friends. And one of them sent a photo that her friend had sent her in 2018 of hanging out with Elizabeth Holmes. Like, she hosted people at whatever sad house she was living in, served them cheese and crackers on a paper plate, and was wearing a bangle that said, "Never, ever, ever give up." And he just like snapped a quick photo. Like, you can see her frizzy hair and her "never, never give up" bangle and her unfortunate cheese platter. And they were like, my friend was like, "Oh my God, you need to see this," because we were talking about The Dropout.
Wow.
Isn't that history?
That's herstory. And I truly am baffled that she landed like a hot hotelier heir.
Oh, he's an heir as well. Well, she's great at scamming rich guys.
Yeah. I mean, he's staying with her. She's going to be in.
She's a baby. I think it was really irresponsible to have a baby at this time.
I mean, she will go to jail.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, you're fucking your kid up by doing
well,
that.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a reason why she did it, but.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can want to have a baby.
No, but I think
Also think that having a baby is going to benefit you in your legal case, but both things can be true at once.
Honestly, she might also get off. That's like, in the same way that I think Jen Shah is not going to go to jail.
Jen Shah is going to jail. Like, why do you think that she's going to get off? Every single person has flipped on her.
Never underestimated Jen Shah.
You think that Jen Shah is just going to be found not guilty?
I shan't be going down this road again.
Okay, fine.
I'll bet you $5 she doesn't go to jail.
Okay. I'll bet you $5 that Jen Shah absolutely gets sentenced to at least a month in prison.
Elizabeth Holmes, how many years?
I don't know, but I do think that she's definitely going.
Prigione. But yeah, it's really good. And this is just like the season of the white girl scammer.
Mm-hmm.
From
men get away with it with no attention nor a documentary, and actually no one really bats an eye unless you're Bernie Madoff. Like, people seem to really not care. Women don't even fucking think about it. But the good news is that you can monetize it after
sell your rights.
I think if you're a public figure, like in the case of Elizabeth Holmes, Anna Delvey did sell her life rights to Shondaland or whatever to make the show. But I don't think I don't think Elizabeth Wright, whatever her face is, I don't think she.
No, it was a podcast.
It was a podcast. Oh, I thought it was also just based on John Carreyrou's book, but I guess not.
I also want to know about, when's Caroline Calloway's TV show coming out?
Well, she clears a lot of that up on Forbidden Fruits.
Okay, I'll have to listen.
And it's not a TV show. This was fascinating. Okay, so according to her, she said that she did not sell her life rights to Netflix or whoever bought it. I think Ryan Murphy bought the Natalie thing for like $1 million. I know. But Natalie apparently, according to Caroline, reached out to her and said, "Sign this like thing to sign over your life rights so that I can they can make this television series, and you'll get a signing bonus. Like, you'll get $15,000 and I'll forgive you. And that's what you'll get paid for your life rights." And Caroline almost did it. And she said she called her manager and was like, "I'm going to do this." And he was like, "Don't under any circumstances sign that. No, I'm not kidding you.
I'll forgive you."
Yeah, that was like part of the deal. Can you imagine?
I'm sorry. What did this girl even do?
She should be grateful that Caroline was born, because it gave her a fucking life and identity, and actually is now paying the bills. So like, fuck yourself.
I would be like, I thought she was going to say like, "I'll split this with you."
No, it was, "Let me bilk you out of something that is worth way more than like what this thing is that I'm doing."
But also, is it?
I don't know. So now they can't, according to Caroline, they can't use her likeness or her name or like any defining factors of her in that thing, which basically makes it like not interesting or really worth watching anymore, in my opinion. But Caroline has a movie deal that's like a movie coming out about her. So,
okay.
TBD. TBD what's going to be that great and what's not going to be. But I just have to say I'm glad that she didn't take the deal of $15,000 in forgiveness. Because forgiveness doesn't keep the lights on.
I'll forgive you.
That, can you, I would never in a thousand years say that as like a bargaining point.
Yeah, I still think about that and just be like, what did Caroline do to you?
She acted like a 20-year, like a typical 20-year-old, like,
it was a psychotic piece that girl wrote. And I thought, like, I was sort of just like,
the pencil shop?
Everything. I was just like, this is, you just like had an experience that everyone has with mm-hmm. someone at some point where they like think someone's closer to them than they thought, or like they lose trust in someone.
Yeah.
It's called life.
I mean, I understand like being frustrated, like you want to be a writer and you think that you're going to write this book deal or whatever with this person and that doesn't work out, and being frustrated about that.
I just felt like it was just,
but like, also like you're using this person.
Yeah. Just the whole thing still feels like it was just like revenge and just bitter. And it's like, I honestly like don't even think Caroline's that interesting anymore. But
I disagree. I think that there's something about her that is like, she's so compelling, mm-hmm. and I can't not engage with like her content if she goes on a podcast. Like, I think there's just something like so compelling about her.
There's something about Caroline.
She just has whatever that thing is that makes you want to come back for more.
We follow each other.
I love that.
I muted her.
Well, she's not even on social anymore.
I have to say really quick before we get into Baze, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial. I was watching, I don't know, for some reason, I'm like, why am I watching this YouTube? They're like filming it like it's OJ.
They're just filming straight up the whole thing. Yeah. I've just been reading updates on the Daily
watch
Mail
it on
about
YouTube.
It. Okay, I'm going to watch it on YouTube.
His sister took the chair.
Oh, she, I'm sure, had nothing good to say about Amber. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're both completely psychotic.
Yeah, I mean, her sister was, to her credit, was like, in all fairness.
Johnny's sister or Amber's sister?
Johnny's sister.
Okay, yeah.
She was pretty, like, fair. She wasn't, like, slant. She wasn't, like, being, like, over the top about Amber. She was just like, yeah, Amber didn't really make an effort to like get to know me, and I just always thought that she was a little controlling of Johnny, and his like personality shifted when he started dating her.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently all of Amber's friends were living rent free in Johnny's
Eastern building. Yeah.
So I mean
I had a friend that was like friends with people that were living in there and had been like over to hang out in the place that they were all living. I mean, I think he's a drunk and it has drug addiction problems.
And she's
a wild one.
Yeah. It's in Virginia, weirdly.
Yeah, I guess because the laws or something, you can like, it's like some legal thing.
But I love it.
I love like the salacious details. Just like, it's so bad. It's such a bad look for both of them that it's come to this. Cause like now everything's coming out.
The sister goes, what did she say to you at that? Or what did you hear her say in that one occasion? And the sister went, she called Johnny a fat old guy.
She loved calling him a fat old man. And slapping him in the face. And then
I'm
obsessed with her assistant. She is Ms. She put her Ms. pants on and showed up to the Zoom. And her assistant came for the fucking jugular. Asked for a raise. And Amber just spit in her face and told her, like, how fucking dare you? And, like, flew off the handle with rage. And obviously the assistant, like, hates Amber.
Of course.
But now she's come to, like, collect her.
Amber's face during the whole thing is just one little tendril hanging out. Wearing a sensible suit.
She's always with her sensible braid and her cheek implants.
Writing something down. Mm-hmm. I love Eve Barlow, the writer, getting thrown out of trial.
Was she thrown out for like Googling something?
She was like, I think she was posting on Twitter updates. About, yeah.
But she's like firmly Team Amber, oh, right?
Yeah. I'm like, are they together?
Like unquestionably Team Amber.
I wonder if they're together because they both seem...
No, Amber is, I think, in a lesbian relationship and had a kid recently with, like, her lesbian miss.
Yeah. I mean, I always thought she was gay.
Yeah, just... she's always been gay.
But...
Johnny kind of looks like a woman at times.
But Eve Barlow, she got... She's...
Everyone is a messy queen who lives for drama in this Virginia case. Like, no one is coming out unscathed.
But, like, it's just...
Everyone is like, you should... all be ashamed for yourselves. Everyone that's there watching.
Yeah, the
Johnny and Amber, all the Johnny fans.
The Johnny Jepheads that are there, like all, it's mostly like middle-aged women just going like.
They are not
they
here.
Are coming. Don't you come for our king.
I love that they ride so hard for their bloated king. Like, it's insane to me. They're,
it's all.
The fandom has gone too far on every. Everyone's fandom has gone too far.
The fandom, the Depp fandom on Twitter is all like people with close up avatars with like very face tuned and like smoky eye. And they're all like tweeting about like vaguely QAnon things and how Amber
it's probably
is
like
a
Russian
monster.
Bots that he, that his like team, his marketing team yeah, bought bots I'm, to like flood Twitter or something.
I'm like, are there really this many Depp fans?
What? I honestly don't know. There could very well be. What shocked me like this past week, fandom wise, was like Amy Schumer was on Stern, I think. And like she was like,
I
got so many death threats from like the joke that I made about Kirsten Dunst being a seat filler that the like
Secret Service
reached out to be like, do you need our help?
And the LAPD.
But like
the Dunst heads.
I just thought like, imagine being so watching that and getting so fucking mad that you then go and threaten to kill someone over it.
Here's what it is though, is that Amy Schumer since the Trump elect since 2016 has been like a target for like body vaguely like Russian bot people that are like riding hard for Trump and Joe Rogan, like all those people, and they just anything she does wrong in their eyes, they'll just come for her.
But it is just like someone assigned the algorithm of bots to do that. It's people, not like real people.
No, if you go, if you look at any, and I thought the joke was funny, and like,
yeah, I'm,
Amy
Schumer is clearly a joke.
Really funny, I think. Sorry, but if you go on any YouTube video of Amy Schumer, if you look the dislikes. The ratio of dislikes, it's
disproportionate.
And it's like, this is not, and it's all the comments are like, fucking fat bitch, like, fuck you, like, fucking, like, just make, calling, trolling her for being, like, feminist or whatever, and like.
But it's just like a hacker did it.
Yeah, or it's just like, it's all men, and it's just like, something's up.
I just was imagining, like, a real Oscars head, a real Jesse and Kirsten Stan getting so angry.
Yeah.
Imagine just getting so angry that someone made a joke about a celeb that
about
you
a
like
millionaire.
That you then decide that you're going to try and kill them or just threaten their life.
No, it's, I mean, yeah, that's, there probably were some hardcore dunce heads, which like I'm a dunce head, but like I'm not.
But yeah, I'm also just like,
this is a
have my head on straight.
It's also like, guys, these are very wealthy people that don't care about you. Sorry.
No, but also it's like a joke.
It's
I just
a fucking
was like,
joke. Kirsten had to like take to Instagram to be like, guys, we talked about it. Yeah, it's. But I think
Amy. No one
wants
to laugh anymore.
Amy is a lightning rod for.
For the bots.
For like the Trump Rogan heads and whatnot.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. But I guess that makes sense that it would be just like fake.
I mean, listen, one time I got, when I did the tweet about making, when I pretended that I had a four-year-old who told me about Rush Limbaugh dying, like the react, and like I've gotten swarmed before like that, and like I think a lot of it is just crazy people, but there's a lot of just bots that are like
they just know that to like follow, they like, you just plug like Rush Limbaugh into the algorithm and see what tweets are popping up as popular. And then you just like program your algorithm of bots to like shame.
Well, no, I think it was a good amount of like, that was just, I think he just has a huge fan base. So I think that was, I mean, I was like asking for it kind of with that tweet, but it was very clearly a joke. But like, I'm just saying there's the algorithm, like for some reason with the far right, like it just, it really, it invites swarming like that. It's really weird. And I think it's like half bots, half real.
Does that though with the left too, but it's mostly just real shaming shitheads that come through in their swarm.
My favorite was, I got a few hashtags that say piss poor parent. And then I hope, can't wait for your child to shit on your grave.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
But also like,
a beautiful wish.
But I got like, yeah, anyway. Well, speaking of doles,
I need a chi swing dole. I need an original chi swing, vitality swing, and blue figuatrimacet.
Dole.
Dole.
Let's get into it. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast.
Bays of our lives. The bays are out.
They are. The bays would love Coachella.
Yeah, they're probably
there. The Bays love Los Angeles.
I think they're here.
Maybe.
Have the borders open. Love.
The Bays are getting a lot of hate from other Byron locals who are really furious that this has been the representation of Byron because it's not actually Byron. And if they really cared about Byron, they'd be directing their followers to help out Byron after the floods.
There seems to be a lot of ire specifically aimed at Elle. There was a...
Oh, people are mad at Elle.
She got, like, called out because she posted her, like, day planner or her emails or something. And it was like... So much to do, so much of the world to save. And then one of them was like, you owe literally like a year's worth of like back taxes on something. It was something crazy. Like she like owes money.
No.
Or no, storage unit not paid for a year or something. It was just like she was kind of.
She didn't see.
Posting her L.
L, you really went and told on yourself, doll. They're finishing up, Elle and Jess and Saskia are finishing up a
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch are finishing up a spot of Pilates.
Saskia looks like Sweeney Todd, Sydney Sweeney's older sister.
She does look a, she has a Sydney Sweeney vibe to her.
You know who's not at Coachella? Sydney Sweeney, because she's fixing up her cars.
Oh, she does love to fix a car. I like her.
Yeah.
I like anyone that's like gonna just fix a car instead of going to Coachella. Also, I like anyone that's working and can't go to Coachella because they have a job and they've booked a job, miss, and they have to show up for work.
Everyone in Byron is
hates Sarah.
Everyone hates. I love also in Byron, everyone does the namaste hands when people walk off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, but Jess. You've got the three biggest Sarah haters in one room. Saskia, actually, in this episode, really takes the stage as, like, the number one Sarah hater.
Yeah, Elle just has to do, like, a kind of eye, and then Saskia will take the reins, both literally and figuratively, and... and... I said what I said. And she will come for Sarah. And I love them all just going, like... The thing about her is I just don't know who she is. Like, I literally don't know who she is. And it's like, yeah.
I don't have a sense of idea of who she is as a person.
Because you've met her two times.
Jess is just like, any chance to just troll the Gold Coast, Jess will pop up.
Jess will take it. Jess doesn't really say anything bad about Sarah, but she'll lead the charge with like a, Saru, what do you think about Sarah?
And then...
Elle will turn her eye and just like kind of give a look, and then Saskia will take the reins and go, I just don't know, have a sense of any ounce of who she really is. Like, who is she?
Elle goes, they're like, so Elle, like, how's the work thing coming along? And she's like, I've just absolutely been under the pump lately, getting the charity off the ground.
Under the pump. She goes, I posted a photo of myself as a mermaid because that's what I'm going to have a sculpture of myself as at the event.
She goes, as a leader in this community, people look to me.
She goes, people and tribes gravitate towards me.
She's insane.
What tribes are gravitating towards you?
This episode solidified that she is unwell.
Elle is
as
the
a leader
most
in this community,
need of a 5150. Like, immediately. Anyone that's like... invested in themselves,
yeah,
and as a mermaid and heavily invested in mermaid culture, you need to go.
She posed as a
and
mermaid.
I'm saying this as like a true mermaid head, like born and raised off the Little Mermaid, read like the Hans Christian Andersen one, like saw the Hans Christian Andersen version of the movie. I love mermaids, but ne'er have I e'er put a mermaid tail on and tried to be a mermaid.
She goes, I'm going to be the bigger person, though, and invite Sarah to the event. Because I will focus all of my attention on saving the oceans. Sarah and Nathan go out on a date.
Nathan is super keen to put all the drama behind us. And so he invites Sarah out for margaritas.
Sorry, Nathan's hot.
I tend to disagree, doll, but
doll,
I
let
love
me say
that
it.
For you, doll.
I love his mullet, doll.
I like Ilias and I like Simba.
Yeah, I mean, all of them can... They can all get it on it.
I don't like Kai, though. Mm-mm. But I do love... like, I want Elias and Simba to just box me around in between them.
Me too. Sarah is
you know, she's like, yeah, I'm really keen to get to know Nathan a little bit more. So he's taking me out to a tequila bar tonight.
Nathan confirms that Elle's been talking shit about Sarah.
And Sarah's like, wow.
Saying that she's fake. And Sarah's face when Nathan confirms this, he goes, I mean, I guess you did just say it for yourself. Like, I don't need to confirm or deny because you just said it. And Sarah goes, she goes, lips to the gods. Everyone in this episode is pursing their lips and giving a look to each other.
Sarah is also always wearing a gown.
She loves a gown.
She loves a wrap.
She loves, like, her vibe is like cult Gaia vibes.
Mm-hmm. Sarah's like, yeah, so that's kind of upsetting. And then she goes, do you want to do shots? I mean, we're here, right?
Let's do a shot, doll. We're at the tequila bar.
And I went, God, she's so random and crazy.
Doing a shot, I was really am not into drinking culture anymore. Because when she asked him to do a shot, I was like appalled.
He was like, yes.
I know. I mean, I think most people who are drinkers are going to be like, hell yeah, let's take a tequila shot. I literally can't think of anything worse.
Then they snog.
They snog. His move to trying to, like, first kiss. Nope. I love a little stretch. My little boodle. Go in your bed, though.
They snog off.
They snog off at the bar. He's like, oh, let me check your necklace. Oh, is it on this side? Or maybe it's on, it's on this side. And he's then goes, like, in. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I'd need a shot after that.
Yeah. And then they, like, clearly go and fuck.
Yeah, then they snog again. I'm obsessed with them leaving. They go, well, I guess we're done here now. And she goes, yeah. And then they get up, full plates of food.
No, not a thing to be eaten, doll.
Doll, they left like a whole plate of onion rings on the table.
I swear Sarah's wearing clogs.
She might be. She loves a maxi dress, but either showing like under boob or top of boob.
Yeah.
And leaps.
And she's wearing.
And a high pony. And a really unfortunate.
And platform.
A
clothes.
Little, like, a very wilted high pony, and which platform. I cannot get behind.
She has bad hair.
She has bad everything. And it doesn't have to be that way.
No.
She could just give herself a blowout or just wear her hair down in little tendrils, doll.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't do another limp pony. And all her energy is limp pony energy it with is. Lips to the gods and a maxi. And I can't do another day of it, doll.
And clogs, doll.
He kisses her again outside the restaurant as they leave. And he goes, tastes like margaritas.
And she goes, ha ha.
I was like, gross. I was in a place of Babe and Bondi.
I know. Simba and Elias. Elias are boxing, doll. Elias.
I know. I'm tired today, too.
Elias?
I had to babysit. I willingly watched. I was allowed the privilege of watching a dear friend's children overnight. And I'm done. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, you're.
I'm toast.
You're
stick
toast
a fork in me, doll, because I'm fucking done. I'm like, I truly was like, I cannot have kids.
I know.
All they want to do, they get their sticky little hands on everything. I was like, go brush your teeth, okay? And then I like walk in the bathroom and there's like sticky blue toothpaste
somehow
on the light switch. And I'm just like, these animals. Like,
I know. They're so
and
adorable.
I love them, but I'm just like, kids are animals. Everyone knows that has them too. There's no mistake. All they want to do is like be sticky and watch the Disney Channel, doll.
Auntie Lara.
I'm like, can we all just like brush our teeth and like
chill?
Yeah. They never want to brush their teeth.
Anyway, Simba and Elias are boxing and Elias is very upset about Nathan. I love when straight men are mad at each other.
Yeah, and mad and sad straight about their mad and sad other straight
they're
is
like,
really good.
They're just like this.
What do I do?
I just love it. It's like they're so.
And like the advice is so. It's like they can't just figure out the natural and normal thing to do in this situation, doll. Oh. He said, the gay is coming for me. I gotta get away. Sit down, love. Simba's like, you should talk to him maybe in a place that's quiet,
yeah,
where you can both communicate and he can take his ego out of this equation.
He goes, give me a fucking break. Ilias about Nathan.
Yeah, I love that all of this is because he just called him a fuckboy. Everyone's very sensitive in Byron Doll. Sarah's like mad that someone called her fake, and he's mad that someone called him a fuckboy.
Yeah.
That's like run of the mill shit talking. They're acting like someone, like, I can't imagine. I mean, I'd probably be mad if someone called me fake too, but like, I'm just thinking, I wish that like someone called them like a devil pus cunt, like got really like Renee with them. They wouldn't stand a chance in the world of the mob wives.
The Byrons would not last. They might be on island time in Byron, but they're not on Staten Island time, love.
You know what they need to do? Is they need to have a reality show where they swap a cast and location. So they take all the mob wives to Byron Bay and they take all the Byron Bays to Staten Island.
Did you do that with the housewives?
They should. But the housewives, it's like, they're not that culturally different from each other because they're all just rich.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
But like, if you take like two like very niche subcultures and then swap them,
it would be perfect.
Genius. You can have that idea for free if you're listening and you want to produce it.
Just pay us.
But pay me.
Pay Laura.
Pay Carrie too.
Yeah, just pay me a little.
Pay him too. Why not?
Elle's boyfriend is gay.
Yeah, he's... Or Stop. He just is like stabby. He likes to get cucked.
I wrote the same thing. I wrote cuck.
He's a cuck. Elle's mermaid tail made me almost dry heave.
I know.
The slow shot of a long, veiny, realistic mermaid tail. It's sick.
He's scanning her. He's like, I think he's like a computer guy, and he's scanning her to print a sculpture on some cheap piece of
plaster. Is that
like
plastic?
Yeah, you can do that. You can scan and then it like prints out, literally like prints the image on.
But is it on a plastic thing?
I think it is or something.
But you can't put that kind of like plastic in the ocean.
No, maybe it's not. It's like plaster, I think.
But a 3D printer?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So she's going to basically scan. She's going to have a sculpture made of her that they're going to make a coral reef out of.
She goes, me being scanned as a mermaid will bring more conscious attention to saving the coral reefs.
She goes, so many people around the world call me Sunshine, and it's time to really live up to this.
Let my sun shine.
And she's basically like, I will change the world.
Who in the world? She goes, people all over the world call me Sunshine.
Who?
Who though?
Love?
Darl, can you point out all the people worldwide who are calling you Sunshine Doll? Because I've never even known you.
Please name even one doll.
All over the world, like in Africa.
Who knows?
In
Europe,
Russia, Asia,
Eurasia.
Yeah, Switzerland.
Yeah,
America,
Iceland,
Canada.
Yeah,
Greenland, Chile,
Central America,
Patagonia, like
Guam.
Yeah.
American Guam?
Honduras? All over the world, if it's just in America.
Yeah. Literally spin the globe and point, just land.
Yeah, where your finger lands, does a person that lives there call you Sunshine?
She's insane.
She's insanity. She's insane, but like, she's great.
Yeah, I love her. Nathan and Kai are just being gay together.
That was like a high budget gay porn opening.
They're slip and sliding
just
in Kai's backyard.
Just two guys laughing and slip and sliding in the water and getting covered in grass and then stopping to talk and like hugging each other. I was like, they're fucking.
They're literally tackling each other, sliding down, and then being emotional with each other and then hugging again.
And I was like, this is where they would start to like kiss and then they would like fuck behind a bale of hay.
I'm here for it, love.
I loved it, doll. Sarah and Alex are on the beach taking pics.
He goes,
and I didn't realize it was them until she did her like leg kick move. And I was like, that must be Sarah.
And to your theory of him being a human trafficker, he goes, do you want to send these pics to Nathan? I'm like, oh my God.
He is.
What are you doing?
He's trafficking her.
And then they're just like live, laugh, loving. I'm like, finally, Alex is doing something.
I'm like, is this what a manager does?
Yeah.
I'm imagining like calling my manager and being like, would you come to the beach with me and take a pic of me in a maxi dress being silly and flirty on the beach? She'd be like, no. Are you like, okay?
My agents would like... Actually, 51-50.
He's very hands-on and he's earning that
10%. Yeah.
I don't know a single rep of mine or yours or anyone's who would agree to that.
Listen, love, this is Byron, doll.
In Byron, the managers are heavily invested in your success as an influencer.
So they're just like live, laugh, loving, and all of a sudden they go, look over there, the horse riders. And then it turns out to be Saskia and Frimi.
Alex goes, wow, you can really smell the wealth.
They're like, literally, they're not only riding horses on the beach, they're wearing like full like...
equestrian gear.
Like velour, or not velour, like suede hats, velvet equestrian hats.
And honestly, their horses looked expensive.
They're fucking rich.
They looked like big, I mean, tall, expensive horses.
If Frimi is able to conceive of a boutique airline, he's rich. Yeah.
I'm going to be Team Saskia and Frimi. I just want to be in with the horse people.
Frimi's hot.
Frimi is hot.
Saskia is such a bitch. I love her. She's so just like straight up unfriendly to Sarah.
Sitting there, she like dismounts from the horse and she's like, so I hear that you've had a lot of drama with Nathan and Elias. Like, what's that about? Don't you think that you shouldn't be pitting two men against each other who are friends?
She goes, you've got to stop causing beef between guys, Sarah.
And she stands in smugly as just stroking her horse's nose and telling Sarah to stop causing drama. And I was like, this is my girl.
She goes, you might want to not like be getting involved in so much drama. She's basically saying like, stop
being a whore. But like with a horse, just like petting your horse to back you up. And I let the conversation enters like an awkward lull. And Alex goes, all right, well, good luck with the horses.
I mean, that's the only thing you can say.
Good luck with the horses.
Like, how do you... Alex is probably like, damn.
Yeah, double he was homicide. Like, burned. Burned, doll. Sorry, doll.
Damn. By the way, I've been watching clips of Jocelyne's Cabaret.
Jocelyne's Cabaret is one of the most chaotic shows to ever be invented.
She fights her own contestant.
She will... drag a bitch down. She will grab a bitch by the throat and throw her down right before like the final scene.
She's kind of terrible.
Have you watched the most recent season?
No, but like it's like I have to commit to like a full
it's like you really have to be into it. But like there's one scene she has like a single that she released and she's like makes all the girls that hate each other do like pole dancing as she sits in a chair just watching them, and every single one of them has to pole dance to Jocelyne's single, but it just plays the single over and over and over for like 16 girls like have to pole dance in a row, and every time it's like do and plays her single.
She's kind of iconic.
She's iconic. Her looks are so good.
Yeah,
and her BBL
and her weird fiance.
Like, what does he do?
I don't know.
I'm obsessed with him. I'm obsessed with like the friendships that form, and I'm thinking of, what was it, like Blue Nose Barbie or someone who truly looked like if you were melting face on acid and looked at like a Barbie doll and it came alive, but it was also possessed by the devil is how this woman looks after all her plastic surgery. But I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed, doll.
Double homicide.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique, 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Jess is doing a line of a clothing line with Jade, and she flat out goes, yeah, Jade doesn't know. She goes, Jade doesn't know a lot about fashion, but he's got the followers. I was like, oh my God.
He goes, Jess and I are collaborating on a collection and it really is a dream come true. And he goes, a collaboration is
oh,
when...
Oh yeah, I love that.
It's like,
a collaboration is when an influencer and a brand partner up. I'm like, oh.
And the influencer has their own unique spin on things. It's a really a dream come true. I was like, yeah, I think every single person knows what a collaboration is.
I think Jade is really stupid.
I think he's... Either really, he's really funny though.
Oh, I love him.
He has what it takes.
Oh, I think he's great, but I think he's dumb.
He could just be playing dumb. Mm. Yeah, maybe he's a Jessica Simpson doll. I think he's kind of a genius.
After all, he's the guy Jessica Simpson doll.
Mm-hmm. The mermaid and robots fundraiser.
Well, first, when I saw Stav in a bow tie, I went, "Is he catering?" Nathan's wearing...
probably. Al was like, "Get out there and pass some plates."
Nathan's just wearing a t-shirt.
Love that. He keeps it casual always.
The dominance he has over is like, there's one part where they're walking away and he touches the small of Stav's back to like,
I think something you like on. Nathan, because what's happening is that everyone and all the girls are going crazy for Nathan and everyone seems to respond so positively to him. So now you're being glamored into thinking that like, he's really hot.
He's like Pete Davidson.
Yeah, it's like, that's the kind of thing when like a really hot, when a not hot guy is dating all these hot women.
He's cute. Doll?
Doll?
Don't judge me, Doll.
I'm not judging you, Doll. I'm judging him, Doll.
But Stav is just like, Elle is just completely in love with Nathan.
Mm-hmm. She's always got an eye on Nathan, mm-hmm. wherever he may be.
There's a robot in the pool cleaning. They have literal coral, I think. Is this chlorine or salt water?
I think it's a robot that fertilizes the coral, doll.
I know, but is the coral in chlorine?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's in, I think it's in its own salt water container.
Oh.
It's like baby coral that are getting like fertilized.
So she's trying to like... She's
it's a really a roundabout way of
she's plugging this like robot that's going like that will clean the Great Barrier Reef of Australia, which is like slowly dying,
and it like I guess
it's like an animal.
Yeah,
and that's what literally he says.
Wow, I learned a lot about coral doll because I didn't know.
Yeah, coral's an organism.
It's an animal doll.
It is a doll.
Wow. And it's bleaching. I knew that. I knew that it was dying. Yes. I've seen the photos. It's really sad, doll.
Doll,
we've got to save the coral.
Have you ever snorkeled the coral, doll?
No, but I've snorkeled.
It's pretty...
I love a snorkel. Don't even get me started. I will snorkel. I'll go under. I'll go under the water, doll.
Yeah, doll.
I'll go swim, doll. I'll swim down until my ears hurt, and then I'll swim back up. But I'll see a fish or two, maybe even a sea turtle.
My queen, Hannah, is there.
Hannah is also like, talk about face dripping off on acid. She is I think constantly my like macro dosing.
I know. I just wrote, I literally live for Hannah.
I love her so much. I want her in my life.
She also has really good calls on everyone.
I'm starting to feel like parasocial bonding with Hannah.
She knows that Elle is in love with Nathan and basically like says it without saying it.
Mm-hmm. She goes, so what's going on?
Yeah. Saskia meddles again. Mm-hmm. And she confronts Nathan about going on a date with Sarah.
Wait, can we talk about... I really need to take a moment and take some sacred space to talk about the hot merman.
He is literally one of the hottest men I've ever seen on TV.
I'm drooling.
I don't know how they found him. He is a clearly gay, like the hottest gay guy ever.
And he's working it.
And he's fucking... flirting up a storm. He's oozing fuck.
He's writhing like to and fro, and then whenever he catches someone's eye, he goes,
Jade is positively giddy for this guy, and I don't blame him.
Jade cannot control himself.
No,
with this merman around,
he keeps going, he's so hot, he's so hot. I have to say, all the straight guys are very chill with gays.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah,
or they're just like, don't think twice about it, which is even better.
It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah. Jade
just keeps going, oh my god, that moment is so hot. That moment is so hot.
And there's a whole cut of him where he finally approaches the merman, and it's just him. He goes, you're so sexy. And he goes, you look great. And then it's just like him saying like reassuring statements to the merman over and over and over.
And the merman, literally all he says to him is,
yeah, he just goes,
I don't think he speaks English.
He's been trafficked into this party for sure.
And at one point, Jade literally goes, ah!
He looks at him and he waves, and the merman goes,
he does not speak English. I swear.
Squeals.
He's from like Slovenia.
Yeah. Alex arrives at the party and points out that he's like, I do think it's cool that Elle is saving the ocean, but it's interesting and hypocritical that she's doing it while serving tuna canapes, which is a great point.
Yeah. Sarah arrives with Kai, which I was like, what's going on there?
Yeah, that was a weird pairing doll.
Nathan is... okay, the weird thing about Nathan is he's so weird when Sarah's with the group. He he ignores her.
Yeah, because he doesn't want Elle to turn into a diamond bite his head off.
At one point when Saskia is kind of like, do you like Sarah? He's like, well, I sort of feel bad for her.
Oh, that's fucking fucked
I was
up.
Like, that's rude, Nathan.
Yeah, own it. You own were it. Just kissing her and doing you your weird little off. Necklace move.
You were snogging off together.
You were snogging off hard at Margaritas the other night, doll.
But he's like, yeah, I just kind of feel bad for her and I'm trying to show a Byron. I'm like, what?
Okay.
That's like a Pretty in Pink or something.
Yeah, that was rude.
Yeah.
Jade, coral reef truther.
Yeah.
He's like, so to Elle, he's like, tell me more about like what this is. So this is a robot? Like, what is happening? And she's like, explains to him that the coral reef is dying. And he goes, I just went swimming in the coral reef and it was fine. Looked fine.
He also goes, did you guys finish year 12? I didn't.
He goes, you seem like people that finished year 12 and that's why you're doing all this. I never did.
Also, you know who's really taken with Jade? Stav. He loves Jade. He does.
What is not to love?
Jade is iconic. Jade and irresistible.
Brings a certain je ne sais quoi to the party.
Stav literally like takes him around, and like when he falls in, Stav like goes in to save him.
It's incredible. But I've been swimming in the coral reef and it was fine. Looked great.
Jade's the kind of like super flamboyant gay guy that would like have a ton of straight guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like,
and like love it.
Yeah, and all of them love him.
And I'm obsessed with like Jess and Lauren specifically being like, this is our gay now.
Yeah,
like they have claimed him.
They like kiss on the lips.
Yeah. Saskia I also think is shit-faced. She's like blackout. Slurring. She's fully blackout. And then when Jess pulled Jaden close and she goes, you naughty little biscuit.
Yeah.
And then kissed him, I was like, oh my god, they're like best friends.
They're like, they've never felt more seen by someone in their lives.
They're like, they were meant to be. They'll be friends forever. Or for as long as the season films.
At one point, Sarah, or Elle says about Sarah, yeah, I can't really imagine Sarah's ever been to an event like this before. So I really hope she takes it in and tries to learn about what we're doing here. I was like,
You bitch.
Oh my God. So classist.
They think that Sarah, like, doesn't... They're like... Where do they...
They think she's a hoyden.
What's a hoyden?
Like a boisterous woman.
They think she's, like, just a barefoot, like...
hooligan.
Hooligan that, like, barely understands English. And, like, has just been, like...
The classism in the show is out of control.
It's incredible. I love... She's never... Safe to say, she's never been to an event like this before.
Yeah, I reckon Sarah's never really been to an event like this, so I hope she takes the time to really understand what it's about. I love that. Everyone else can just enjoy themselves, but Sarah needs to
do a little bit of research,
yeah,
and maybe make some notes on a notepad,
uh-huh,
or notes app of things that she can Google after the event and really realize, like, what the whole point of it was. Do you think she's talking about, like, she thinks it's Sarah?
No, I think she thinks Sarah's poorer. And, like, has never been to, like, a high society charity event.
But also just doesn't know about things like the ocean, yeah, and, like, global, yeah, warming.
I think it's all under one umbrella of just complete, yeah, snobbery.
Mm-hmm. Like, she just...
That, like, makes me, like, want to be defensive over Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love Sarah's presence on the show.
Yeah, totally.
And I like that she is Goldie and trashy and has terrible style and a limp pony, but... I also don't think you should look down on anyone,
no,
for, like...
Also, it's like, you look insane. You're an insane woman that lives in, like, a ugly
you're
house.
You're weird. Yeah. And
you don't
that,
even live in Byron, babe.
You
live in the outskirts.
Sick and twisted obsession with mermaid tales.
If we're gonna really compare notes here...
You're not even a real Byron native. Where are you even from, doll? I feel like I don't know anything about you.
I'll get snobby with you, dear.
Tell him.
Elle has the charisma. She's both compelling and also has the charisma of a leaf.
Mm-hmm. A twig.
She does her speech about the, like, what this is about. And everyone is like, there's, again, all these events are like 11 people because I'm sure of COVID.
She goes, everyone, guys, we're doing speeches now.
And everyone just gathers around. And Sarah's face as Elle is talking is pretty funny. She's kind of like, what? So she unveils the statue that is truly Han Solo frozen in Star Wars. I'm like, this is what... It doesn't look anything like her. She looks like Queen of the Damned.
It's a Queen of the Damned with a tail.
Her little turnip... Her fake nose.
She has fake eyelashes that she put on the statue.
And bigger tits than she has. She requested to make her tits bigger.
As she pulled it off, she goes, "It's me! It's me!" Everyone looking, and they're like, okay.
She basically is like, we're gonna put this underwater and attach little corals that we've been breeding in the pool here. And she goes, in within a few years, it'll be a full reef.
I was
like, that's
if one of my friends invited me to a party and they unveiled that statue of them, I would call the police.
But I was like, that's it. That's the... This is how you're changing
just kept
the world,
thinking, how are you going to get this huge slab, this boulder, into the ocean? Also, like, how are you taking this coral out? Can the coral live in, like, out of the water?
Yeah.
Really?
I think they're planning to put it right in, Dole.
Are they going to put it in that? I'm just confused.
She also goes, come forward. Anyone want to come and place the coral in here? And just everyone, like... timidly goes up.
And then Hannah goes, me! Oh,
me!
Please! I'm dying too. She goes, we're saving the world.
Jess goes, okay, I'll do it. So they all stick little coral larva in the the statue.
They do, like, glory hole with the coral. And then Alex points out, he goes, are those false eyelashes on the statue? And it turns in, there are, like, eyelashes, like, sticking on the
She's like, ah.
She goes, and now we have a real mermaid with a real life performance to show us that life should be all about magic.
And she just goes in and does a dance underwater that no one can see.
Not even a dance. She's just, like, wiggling. Like, that was some incredible editing where she swims to the camera and she goes.
And then you look. And then
she's just swimming. But from above, it literally just looks like a woman laying at the bottom.
Alex said it reminds him when he was a kid and tried to hold his breath for his parents. She's literally just underwater going.
That performance killed me. Because truly, from the perspective of anyone standing there, it's just like, what's this woman doing? Just laying there. He's not impressed at all. I was crying.
I know. They're all just sort of watching.
Well, it's silent, too. I know. There's no music. So then this mermaid goes in, and it just is like, it literally is me being like, I'm going to go flat at the bottom of the pool and just see how long I can stay there. And then everyone just watches this woman with a mermaid tail on.
I thought it was going to be like synchronized swimming.
Me too. I thought she was going to at least like splash her tail and like do a whole dance. Yeah. But I think your movement is pretty limited when you are bound by a mer tail.
In a teeny tiny pool.
Where's the mer gay? He's been trafficked to the bathroom.
He's been sent away.
He's been like onto his next like sexual exploitation gig. Sarah. I miss him. He was also wearing like a weird coral like headband.
I know. I need to look up his Instagram.
We've got to find him, doll.
I'll find him, love. I'm good at that.
Thank God, doll.
Sarah decides to use this opportunity to confront Elle and Saskia.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she said she was going to do it, I was like,
here we go.
She's going to anger Elle.
I know. Elle's going to be mad that she's not really taking in the event. I feel like you're not really learning about global warming.
You specifically need from the Gold Coast. They don't really know about climate change there. So I really think that it's a good time, a good opportunity, and a good use of your time, which you seem to have a lot of, to spend the time to get used to understanding coral bleaching.
Trying to learn a little thing or two about it.
I'm trying to find
even
a way.
Though we all live on virtually a continent that's an island surrounded by water, you specifically probably have no idea about the ocean.
Yeah, you've never been to the ocean, doll.
Even though you live in a coastal town that's 45 minutes away, it seems as though you are not clear on what is happening in the ocean.
Have you even heard of coral bleaching, love?
Did Jade make like an asshole bleaching joke to her?
Jade gets away with everything.
He does. Some gays can just get away with murder.
They truly can.
They really can. They literally, and people love it.
Yeah.
Namely me.
Gay privilege.
I'll let him, gay privilege.
Sarah confronts Elle and Saskia, and they're basically like, I've never talked about you. I'm like, you guys are liars.
She goes, well, it's come to my attention that you guys have both recently talked shit about me and called me fake.
And Elle goes, I've never called you fake. Everything I've said about you, I'll say to your face. And Sarah goes, all right, say it.
She goes, well, I feel like we don't really even know who you are. We don't know a single thing about you, really. And who are you?
And Sarah goes, Nathan literally told me that you were shitting on me. And Elle refused. She goes, he would never say that, love.
He'd never say that. Then he's a liar and he never lies. She goes, well, I don't know what to say because he said it to me.
The greatest betrayal.
And then Elle goes, I was absolutely gobsmacked that Sarah said that I said those things because she's now completely rewriting my own reality. Like, or said something to that effect. And I was like, wow, Elle's taking it to a place of like her reality is crumbling in front of her very eyes.
Elle's reality is pretty tenuous.
It is. Her reality is based on like mermaid cosplay and like huge plaster
and eyelashes.
3D printed
fake lashes.
Globs in her likeness and little fake eyelashes put on it.
And stuff.
And coral. Teeny little things of coral.
And stuff.
And stuff. Publicly humiliating her boyfriend, stuff. Her tiny little boyfriend.
Nathan's literally running away at all times from Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
That's again.
Where has he even been? He like is. It's like magnetic.
No, I see him in the background.
Can't be near her though.
I think it's truly class. It's like a class thing.
And he doesn't want to be associated. Yeah. The only one who truly is staying absolutely true is Hannah.
Hannah's true. Stay true.
Bisque. Put her in some bisque, doll.
Put her in some bisque, doll. We'll see how it turns out.
Hannah goes, I quite like her. Honestly, I do. Like, she's going to ride for Sarah, and I appreciate that.
She's chaotic good.
She's a real one, doll.
Doll.
Doll. Find that merman, doll.
I'll keep you updated on my journey, doll.
Okay. Well.
Buy
tickets to our show. You can get them by looking at the description of this podcast.
Come on, guys.
Just clicking on the links.
We need you.
We need you now more than ever. But our shows are in June, so you have a little time, but also time is of the essence. So try and hold space for those two things, but make the right decision. I'm going to need you to really take it all in, what we're saying.
Yeah, I know you haven't been to a lot of shows like this. No, I'm kidding. You haven't been to a show like ours, though. I'll say it.
Yeah, no. It's very, very unique, doll.
It's a vibe, doll.
Maybe we should wear mermaid tails at our show. Those mermaid tails look expensive.
Let's fly out Hannah from Australia.
Oh my God.
She'll come.
She would.
Can you come to Detroit?
I love that the merman was wearing a bejeweled belt to keep his mermaid tail up.
God, he's so hot.
He's really hot.
Ciao, doll.
Bye.
Editing services provided by Friend of the Pod Productions.